Say it again.
I am typing you, really, I'm sending you the request.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome all to Declare Victory. Awesome to be here with you on this good Sunday morning. Hey, Sister Tracy, can you grab a scripture for me this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Awesome, thank you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too.
Good stuff. Yeah. So we are approaching also Latanya's Empowerment Conference. Just wanted to give you guys an FYI. That'll be on March the 9th. I don't know the hours. Rosanda, do you know the hours? Or is Tanya on the call? I'm not by the board. I'm sorry. I'm not positive of the hour. Yes.
It's March the 7th from 10 to 4.
How come? Why don't you? First I said March 3rd, then I said and March the 7th from 10 to 4. I don't have it sitting right in front of me. So, again,
March is limited. So, if you haven't registered, you do need to register.
Amen. Oh, Nisa, you be killing me with your mouth that close to your speaker because you sound
I'm
like...
I'm sorry. Is that better? Boo, is that better?
Yes lovey. Amen. Okay, so again, it's March the 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so registration is necessary for attendance. So you may want to check that out. Latanya, if you can... go ahead and post the banner. And I don't know if you did already, but post the banner in the Victory Room. Amen. And also tomorrow is Marriage Matters Monday. And Tuesday is the Men's Fellowship Catcher. Make sure Malcolm has the number so he can get connected to some of the men that are headed the same direction as he desires to head. I'm going to ask Miss Cindy, are you tired? Can you pray this morning with your new hairdo? It should give you some extra strength with a cat.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started this morning, guys. Sister Tracy is going to read the scripture. No, you didn't. I was just saying it how you say it because you always say, Sister Tracy. And then after that, you'll hear the voice of the mighty man of God, that warrior, that man that is ready to go, who is finding a new sound. It'll be nice to hear his voice this morning. Haven't heard him for a minute. But Pastor Jones will be declaring victory over our life. After that, you'll hear the voice of the beautiful Miss Cindy. Right after that, you'll hear the sound of the walking word. If my sister Dee Dee would follow the walking word, and if Nala can close us out this morning, I would be obliged. So again, the order of the call this morning, Sister Tracy will read the scripture. Pastor Lavelle will declare victory over our lives. First sound you'll hear in prayer is Cindy, Lisa, Dee Dee, and then finally Denise will close us out this morning. So if you can, please, ma'am, please, sir, place your phone on mute. We'll get it.
Good morning. Coming from Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust as I pass the call.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God has yet shown us another expression of His love, another opportunity to be here. Thank you, Sister Patty, this morning for your awesome greeting. You are so nice, amen, when you do your greeting, and we appreciate that. Sister Tracy, awesome scripture. This morning, I want to kind of share something this morning and out of St. John chapter 14. And after this declaration this morning, if there's something that you don't understand, please ask, because I want to try and make this as plain as possible. So if I use, I'm going to use a Greek word, a Greek term, but I'm going to define it so you'll know what it means. I'm going to break it down to its simplest process if I can, all right? St. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14 says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." As I look at the scripture, I kind of approach it with mixed emotions because of how it has been used and how people of God have taken it. They've taken it out of context and have this schism within us, if you will, that the way I use his name is just to attach it to the end of my prayer. And, y'all, we're mistaken with that. As we see on the call every morning, that prayer is important. And we talked about, I think, week before last, we talked about the Acts of prayer, acknowledge the Creator, then confess, because 1 John 1 and 9 says, if you confess your sins. And then there's thanksgiving when we pray, and we should spend some time thanking God, because Daniel 6 and 10, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and with the window being opened in the direction of Jerusalem, you remember he kneeled down on his knees and prayed and gave thanks unto God. And then there's supplication, because the Bible says that when Jesus, prior to him being tempted by the devil, he had supplication with his Father. And you can even use your hand as a pattern. I mean, if you use your first finger, and many times when we give people direction, we use that first finger. That when you see the first finger, it should remind you to pray for people that instruct you, people that show you the way, for instance, your pastor, your Sunday school teacher, people that give you instructions. And then the next finger is the tallest member of the finger family. It's called the VIP, that you should remember to pray for very important people like the president, the governor, people in high positions. And then the next finger on your hand is the weak finger. Marcus knows this, and musicians know that they call this the weakest finger on your hand, and it should remind you to pray for weak people, because there are some weak people around us. And you see, some people are not in sin because they want to be. They're just too weak to get out of sin. And then the last finger is the insignificant finger. You can cut it off and still function if though you had it, and it should remind you to pray for yourself, because we must remember that we're not very much, but we thank God that he made us. And so, y'all, it's very important to pray. But I want to look at the position of prayer today so you can understand what it really means to pray in the name of Jesus, because you remember when God sent Moses down to Egypt to tell the children of Israel and to tell Pharaoh to let them go, God was equipping Moses, and you remember Moses was afraid, and he said, "What can I carry with me?" And God said, "Carry a rod." And when he made it down, he ran into Pharaoh's army, and to let him know who he was, he threw his rod on the ground, and they threw their rods on the ground, and God had the rod to become a serpent, if you remember. And of course, they had to catch Moses, because Moses was getting ready to run, and God said, "Hold it, Moses, don't run. I'm getting ready to teach you a lesson." And he caught the rod that was a snake by the tail, and it turned into a rod again. And he used it as a weapon. And with the use of the rod in his hand, remember, he was victorious over Pharaoh's magicians. With the rod that he had, he was able to touch the water. And remember, the water became blood. He used the rod to touch a rock, and water came out of the rock. He was able to use the rod and stretch it out, and Pharaoh's army was drowned in the water. But the water backed up. He was able to use the rod and win the battle over Amalek, because the rod represented the authority of God. But he had to do what God said do. All right? Let me give you an instance. I have to leave and go out of town, but I need some business transactions to take place. And so I get an attorney to handle my affairs, and what I do is give him my own rights. I allow him to represent me, and when he goes to the bargaining table, even though he's my attorney, I've given him my authority and rights that whatever he signs, it's like me signing, because I've given him power over authority. Well, the name of Jesus is kind of like the rod that in the hands of Moses, that when it's in his hands and with God's authority, things take place. So the church is kind of like Miss Jesus, that as long as I'm doing it under his authority, that means that I'm doing it under it according to his character, according to his will, according to his desire. That's when it really works. It doesn't just work by just praying and then attaching the name to the end of my prayer. It has to agree with who he is. It must agree with what his will in my life is. Now I was baffled when I read that scripture, because he said whatsoever. I want to just park there for a minute, because that's a broad statement, whatsoever. In other words, whatever it is that you ask for. Now, you got to remember that he's talking to his disciples. He's talking to believers, because you just don't give anybody, any kind of person, that kind of bargaining power when they don't know the Lord. We like Psalms 37 and verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. We like to grab the desires, but that's not the key to the text. The key is delight, that when you delight yourself in the Lord, then he will give you the desires of your heart. Now watch this, because I want to spend a little time with this next word that's called ask. He says, whatsoever ye shall ask, A-S-K. Watch this. There are at least 10 words, and I don't have time to walk you through the 10, for the word ask in the Bible, in the Greek text. Legia is one Greek word. It means to break the silence. And many times we have something that we want to ask God for, but we won't say it. We just think it in our minds. But every now and then, God wants us to break the silence. He says, listen, God says, you can talk to me. He said, remember, I'm your father. Matter of fact, he does some things sometimes just to get us to talk to him. God knows that sometimes we're so bashful because we've been so mischievous, we're afraid to talk, and sometimes we think that we can't talk to him. But he said, listen, all you have to do is just ask. Break the silence. And there's another Greek word called deomaia, and it means to beg, that when you talk to God, you ask him in a begging attitude, because you do know blind Bartimaeus was on the Jericho road, and as Jesus passed by, blind Bartimaeus said, who is that? And they said, it's Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the disciples said, listen, we're not going to have all of this noise in here. And they were like some folks in church that don't like to be around noise. You know, some people, noise get on your nerves, and they think if you say amen, they think that it don't take all that. But they really don't know what you went through last night, and they don't know what you went through yesterday. They don't know what you had to deal with last week, and they don't know about the troubled child you may have. They don't know about your divided home. They don't know about the job that you just lost. They don't know about the report that you got from the doctor. They don't know that you ain't got no money in the bank. So when you don't know a person's story, you can't interfere with their glory. So sometimes you need to beg. Matter of fact, we all need to remember we are nothing but beggars anyway. We don't have anything, because what I have, God gave me. What I know, God taught me. And whatever I'm going, God's got to take me. But then there's another Greek word called puntaramai. It means to question God. And sometimes we get so big until we will question God about what he's doing in my life. I mean, you start complaining about your life to somebody else, and you see this person over here living all kinds of way, and they flying high, and here you are trying to live holy, paying your tithes at church every Sunday, and if it ain't one thing, then it's something else. You say, Lord, why me? And while you're complaining about you, number one, somebody else is in worse shape than you are. But secondly, we must always remember that whatever we're dealing with, that God either allows it or he wills it. And when he allows it, he sees something better for you on the other side. When he wills it, that means he's trying to get you back into the fellowship. So he allows stuff to happen to us for our own good. But then there's another Greek word for the word ask, and it's the word ateo. And it's when an inferior talks to a superior. That's where I am. That when I talk to God, I have to keep in mind that I'm dust and he's divine. I've got to keep in mind that I'm a sinful creature that has been saved, and God is holy, and I need to learn how to bow down in his presence. Because when you bow in his presence, he's ready and he's willing to respond. But then there's another Greek word called eratao, and it's when one superior talks to another superior. You see, that's what messed up the rich young ruler when he went to Jesus and when he asked the Lord. He asked him in eratao, a superior talking to another superior, and that turned Jesus off. And that's why Jesus cut him down. He decided to talk with Jesus with scripture to scripture. And you can't handle Jesus with scripture to scripture because Jesus, he don't just know the word. Jesus is the word. And you just don't come to Jesus trying to argue with him with words. And what happened, the rich young ruler left because he's not superior to Jesus. When Jesus talks to his Father God, he would always use the word eratao, one superior talking to another superior. Now watch the word ask. It's in the plural, which means more than one. You'll ask, that means more than me can talk to the Lord. And the thing that I love about our God is he don't have party lines. When you pick up your phone to talk to somebody across town, somebody's on your line, and you got to wait until they hang up and before you can pick it up. Somebody has already got the line. But God don't have party lines. You see, every one of us can talk to him privately by ourselves, and he won't get my call mixed up with yours. He said, whatsoever ye ask in my name. Now, that means if I'm going to ask in his name, there must first be renunciation. What does that mean? That means if I'm going to ask in his name, then I've got to renounce my name, because I've been spending all this time asking for stuff in my name, but my name is bankrupt. My name has a bad track record. If you pull up my name, ain't no telling what you might find connected to my name. You see, too many of us put too much value, thank you, Holy Spirit, on our own name. I've got to renounce my name because we can't stand toe-to-toe. My name don't have any value. His name's got all value. My name make doors close. His name makes doors open. My name will make you go broke, but his name will make you wealthy. My name will cause the devil to come running. His name will cause the devil to go running. So there's a difference in my name. So there must be renunciation. But then secondly, if you're going to pray in his name, there must be identification. In other words, I've got to identify with his name, and you can't separate him from his name. You see, his name spells him, and he spells his name. You see, some of us ain't got no business being called Christians because Christian means Christ-like. But before the name goes on stuff, before the name goes on, stuff has got to go in. So that means that if I'm going to use his name, I've got to be identified with his name. That means whatever his will is, that's my will. That whatever his desire is, that ought to be my desire. So that means that I have to stop praying for somebody else's stuff to be mine, because I know that that's not God's character. I know that's not his desire. I know that's not his will. So when I bow down on my knees, I've got to line up with the will of God. That's why it's real difficult to pray when you don't know the word. You see, if you don't read the Bible for no other reason, you ought to read it to know what you can do, and you ought to read it to know what you cannot do. Because if I'm going to know the will, I've got to know the word. And if I know the word, then I'll know the way. And if I know the way, then I'll know the wishes of God. So there must be renunciation, there must be identification, but then there must be possession. You see, thank you, Tan, because I thought about you when I wrote this. You see, if I'm going to ask for it, I need to go on and claim it. If I'm going to ask for something from the Lord, don't just ask for it and act like God hasn't given it to you. When you ask for it, go on and claim it from the Lord. But then not only should there be possession, but there should also be submission. And that means when God responds to my prayer, I've got to obey his wishes because I'm bugging God about doing it now. And the Lord said, since you know my will, you also know that I never get in a hurry. I'll move at my own will and my own wishes. But then there must be expectation, which means when I pray, look for something to happen because somebody on the line knows that when you pray, you should expect God to respond. Somebody on the line knows that my God will respond to his prayer request. Now, watch what it says. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. Let me close with this. I see three things. Number one, you've got to look, first of all, look at the prayer answer, but then you've got to look at the one that's making the petition. You see, whenever you get ready to make a petition, there is the act of the petitioner, there's the attitude of the petitioner, and then there's the acceptance of the petitioner. Now watch the source, and I'm through. That will I. You see the little word I? It's a divine I. He used this little word I all through the Word of God. I mean, I use it myself sometimes, but I can't use it like God. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 121, I will lift up mine eyes to the hill. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. But my little I is limited. But when he says that, well, I, this is a great big I. This is God himself. This is the I that never lies. This is the I that speak and the heaven and earth come into existence. This is the I that speak and the sun stands still. This is the I that speak that makes the dog bark. This is the I that puts stripes on the zebra, that makes the hyena laugh, that make the monkey jump, make the lion roar, make the dog bark, make the worm wiggle, make the bird sing, make the bee buzz. This is the I that put wetness in water, heat to fire. And can I tell you, if he's that bad, then he's able to handle my situation. It's the I that's divine. But it's also dependable. He said, I will. I wish I had y'all help me today. He says, I will, y'all. I can go on and shout right there. I can go on the rest of my day because he said, I will. And that's the kind of God we serve. And can I tell you before I close that he will? He will because he said it. What he said he will do, that's what he'll do. If he say it, he'll do it. If my God promised, then you can bank on it. If God said it, that settles it. And that's what he said in the text. I asked God this morning, and as I was finishing this, I said, God, I said, why is it that you're so good to me? Why is it you always answer my prayer? Why is it you've been so kind to me? I mean, you've done so many things for me. Jesus, what am I doing to make you do that for me? He said, preacher, he said, it really ain't about you. I said, what are you talking about, God? He said, reread that text one more time. He said, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. I'm through. He said, listen, I'm not doing it just for you. I'm doing it for my Father. That every time I answer your prayer, it blesses my Father. Pray my strength in the Lord as I pass the call to sending.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. God, we just come before you this morning, early this Sunday morning, God, to say thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, God, for giving us life, health, strength, God. Another opportunity, God, to walk on this earth and to represent you, God. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, God. We thank you for a great weekend thus far, God. We thank you for your protection and for your covering, God. God, you're so good. You're so good, God. Just to think about your goodness, God, and what you've done for us, God, even though some of us are still sleepy and tired and got things on our mind, God. You're just so good, God. We just want to pause and thank you for your goodness and for your tender mercies, God, towards us for another chance, not just a second chance, but another chance, God, to do this and to get this right, God. We thank you, God, because we feel your love, God. Thank you for how you wrap us in your love, God, even when we go astray and go the wrong way and do the wrong thing, God. You're so good, God. Thank you for your love towards us, God, in the name of Jesus. I didn't get a chance to hear all the prayer requests, God, but you know, God. You know what has been put into the atmosphere. You know what's on the hearts of your people, God. We just trust that you will intervene, God, and that you will change things and fix things, God, and move things in our favor, God. We thank you for healing where healing is needed. We thank you for restoration where restoration is needed, God. We thank you for provision where provision is needed, God. We thank you because you're all-knowing, you're all-seeing, God, and you care about your kids, God. And we thank you, God, because we feel your care. We feel your love, God, every day, God, that we wake up, God, and that we go about our daily whatever we have to do, God. We feel your presence, God, and we thank you for that. God, help us to continue to be mindful and watchful, God, of you, that you may get the glory out of our life, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody on the line today is worried, God. We bind the spirit of worry, God. We just declare peace in our mind and our body and our home, God, and on our jobs. We declare peace, and it is so in the name of Jesus. Well, we thank you that we can come to you, God, that we can come to you humbly. We can come before your throne of grace, God. Your word says that, God. And Lord, help us to trust you more, God. We trusted you enough to save us from a burning hell, God. So help us to trust you, God, with our bills and with our loved ones and with our concerns, God. God, we believe that you can do anything, God, and we bind the spirit of doubt. We bind the spirit of fear, God. Lord, we trust you. We believe in you. We know you can do anything. You've done so many things before, God. You've answered so many prayers before, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray that you would just increase our faith even more, God. Help us to trust you even more, God. Thank you for the miracles that are coming forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the open doors that you're opening right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the ways of being made. Thank you for the favor that you're setting up for us, God, in the name of Jesus. As we line up with your word, God, we believe that we can ask anything according to your will, God, and that you will do it, God, in the name of Jesus. You said if a man ways please God, that you would give him the desires of his heart, God. So we just line up with your word. We line up with your will, God, and those things that we need, those things that we're believing you for, those things that we desire, God, we're trusting you, God, with those requests, God, in the name of Jesus. And we rejoice in the fact, God, that you're answering and you're fixing stuff for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs a car. Lord, just we pray that you would open that door, make that way, God. Lord, we just thank you that how you bless us, even when we don't deserve it. God, even when we don't deserve it. Lord, help us to stop trying to figure stuff out, how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, how much money we need to get. Help us to totally trust you for the miracles and the blessings that we need. The miracles and the blessings that we need are not predicated on on what we have, but it's predicated on our trust in you. And Lord, I'm just crazy enough that you can to believe that you can do anything. And I believe that, and I thank you for that, God, for that kind of faith, that to know that you can do the impossible. We know that you can do that. We know that you're able. You're more than able to do that, God. And we just trust you in all things, God. We give everything to you, God. How we love you so dearly, God. We thank you for loving us again, God. And we just give all of our situations and concerns to you, God. Have your way in our life, God. We trust you for real, God. Not just a form of words, God. But we trust you from the bottom of our hearts, God. And we thank you, God. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you, God. We're having faith in you, God. We're believing in you, God. We're depending on you, God. God, to do what you promised and to answer those prayer requests that we have before you, God. In the name of Jesus, we're just looking and expecting the things that you're going to do for us, God. And we rejoice in knowing that you're taking care of your kids today, God. And we just thank you for all things, God, as I pass the call.
So God, we say good morning to you, God. We just thank you, God. And we count it an honor and a privilege, God, to be able to come to you in prayer, God, knowing that you absolutely hear us, God. And not only that, but you answer our prayers, God, as they are according to your will. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, God. I thank you for your word being there to lead us and guide us. I thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit that you said would lead and guide us into all truth, that would show us the direction that we should take when we don't even know which way to go, God. Even when we don't know what to say, you said that your Spirit would make utterances, God, for us. Thank you, God, for the ability, God, just to open our mouths before you, God, and ask. God, I thank you for the declaration shared today. God, so many words of wisdom and nuggets, God, just found simply in your word, if we would just simply open it up and believe you, God, to show us. God, we thank you. God, we just give you glory and honor. I thank you for everybody on the call, for Patty greeting us and being willing to do so and diligent in it, and for Sister Tracy stepping out into the deep and opening up and bringing forth the gifts you placed on the inside of her, sharing the scripture with us. God, I thank you for Pastor Jones, that you would continue to bless him, give him wisdom and knowledge and understanding as he shares with your people and as he breaks it down so plainly but makes it clear and then draws us in. God, I thank you for the power in your word and the ability that it has. Thank you for Cindy's heart, God. I thank you that you're yet blessing her. Bless her book, oh God. Let it just fall off the shelf, God. We thank you that she submitted and committed her life unto you, God, that you would give her the desires of her heart. And I thank you for everybody that will pray after me, God, that everybody that's on the prayer call today, God, has a supplication or a request before you, God, that you would cause our lives to line up, God, so that no prayer would go unanswered, God. We thank you for the spirit of obedience, God, the willingness to, God, to do what you've asked us to do, God. You said if you love me, you would keep my commandments. And, oh, God, we say all the time that we love you, but let it be more than words we speak out of our mouths, God. Let us do it in action and in deed, and what we deny ourselves with and what we don't do, those things, God, that you've called us to do. Help us to be mindful, God. Forgive us of those sins that we've committed knowingly and unknowingly, God. Continue to create in us a clean heart, God, and fill us even the more with your spirit that we can walk like you, God, that we can talk like you, God, that we can do those things you've told us to do, and not in a super spiritual way, oh God, but we would just do what you commanded us to do, God, individually, that we might work together collectively. I thank you, God, for the prayer request, God, for Al Mobley Jr. and for LaTanya Stewart and for the Ayers family and the Lewis family that are all suffering through bereavement, God. You said absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But even though we get that, God, we still miss those that have gone on, that you would comfort their hearts, God, that you would strengthen them right now, God, that you would let them know it's not just a word when you say earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. If we would just trust you, God, if we would just lean on you, God, in those moments of our weakness, God, you said that your strength is made perfect. God, help us to remember that you are all that we have in those times when no one else can understand our pain or our sorrow. God, you clearly know how we feel because you made us, God. I thank you for that ability that when you did create us, God, you didn't just leave us alone. I thank you, God, for Brother Dan wanting to always pray for the declare victory line in our family and our closeness, and that we would be blessed, God, that you keep us on his mind and his heart. I thank you for that, God. I also thank you for traveling grace for him and also traveling grace for Carla. As she's traveling to San Francisco, God, that you would, God, give her what she needs to pass that test. I thank you, God, that you've already opened doors in other states. But in California, God, she needs to work. So we thank you right now as she's traveling to San Francisco that you will bring everything to her remembrance. Holy Spirit, that's what you said you're there for. So we thank you right now that she shall pass that test and she shall get her license in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Nisi, who is praying for the Prejean family. And I believe they're suffering through bereavement as well. Whatever it is, God, you know the need, that you would just simply meet it. We thank you for Kedra as she is also mourning a one-year anniversary, God. And even though time passes and they say time heals all wounds, God is still sensitive to us when we lose a father or a mother or someone close to us, or when they made their transition on and when they're just no longer in our presence, God. We just thank you. We thank you for LaTanya's upcoming empowerment seminar, God, as she blesses people, God, that you would give her the words to say, that you would give her what people need, God, because you're the only one that knows what we absolutely need. You know what we stand in need of, God. For all the prayer requests that were not spoken, for Rick and his healing, Susie's dear husband, we thank you for that already in advance, God. We know we just sometimes have to go through a process when you don't heal immediately, and it's not that you can't, because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth us. So, God, we just wait for the manifestation, God, our body to already catch up with what you've already spoken and said, that by your stripes he is healed. Everyone standing in need of healing, God, we just believe your word to be true. We continue to lift up, God, those that are dealing with cancer, God. We thank you that cancer didn't come from you, God, but you allowed some things to happen. God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would do what only you can do, that you would cause our bodies to function, God, the way that you created them to, God, to be in health and prosper even as our souls prosper, God. And I thank you for everything you're doing. I thank you, God, for even those who have not opened their mouths this morning, God. You know right where we are, God, and your word is able to reach us at that point. Thank you, God, that you're not a respecter of persons, God. Thank you that you don't have favoritism, God. Thank you that you're not like man, and God, you can be trusted. Lord, I bless you. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for everybody that's going to be showing up for service today, God, that you would help all those that are sharing your word, breaking your bread of life, God, that somebody would leave with hope, encouragement, the ability, God, to go a little further. Lord, I bless you. I thank you as I pass the call off to Dee Dee.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalms 20:7. Lord, I just thank you for this moment, God, for the very breath that we take. Not to worry about tomorrow, for we know tomorrow will take care of itself. God, thank you for being mindful of us, for being gracious and rich in your love for us. It's your name, your strength. It won't change, God, because you're the same today, always, and forevermore. So when we are in trouble, we are to call on you in your name, so much power in your name. God, you always have an answer, even when we don't like the answer, and sometimes we don't. So many of us are hurting because of what we've allowed, God. Pain gets our attention, so I just thank you this morning, God. Thank you that you give us another opportunity to get this thing called life right. God, I'd like to just take a moment to pray for every prayer request. I didn't hear them, but you did. So, God, do what only you can in every situation, God. You know the need. You know the pain. You know the peace that's needed. God, protect each and every one of our minds, God. Continue to just give us a sound mind so that we can endure this life and everything that it comes with. Because, God, I know you understand exactly where each and every one of us are, God, because you know everything, and we just have to trust you. God, I just thank you that you never, ever, ever put more on us than we can bear. I thank you, God, just for everybody, for Sister Patty and for Sister Tracy and Pastor Lavelle Jones' amazing declaration, such a teaching declaration, God. And we all need to be taught, God, and to know how to pray effectively, Father God. So I thank you for my mighty brother and his just diligence and his love for you and his love for us, God. God, thank you for Sister Cindy and her beautiful voice and her prayer and walking word, Lisa. I just love my Victory family to life, God. God, I thank you that if anybody is holding on to any grudges or bitterness or anything, just let it go. L-I-G it, as Pastor E.K. always says. Let it go and stop blocking your blessings right now, today, this moment. So whatever is going on with you, let it go, let it go. If you have to just shout out his name, Jesus, just call on his name and he will rescue you. He will come to you. Yes, he will. He's not looking down on us, waiting for us to mess up. That's not the kind of God we serve. He's not counting our shortcomings. He's not thinking about what we've done wrong. He's thinking about what we've done right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He's thinking about how far we've come. Just know right now he's pleased with us. He may not be pleased with all of our actions or our choices, but when he sees us as his precious creations, as the apple of his eyes. He's concerned about every single thing that concerns us.
God, I just ask that you help us to understand your conditional love for us, in spite of our dirt, in spite of when we fall down, God, you pick us back up and you dust us off and say, keep going and keep growing. So, God, just help us with the confidence to come to you in prayer and to trust you that when we pray and we believe, we receive, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for just being so madly in love with your people. Help us line up with your will for us, God. Teach us how to fight for our peace, God, to be peace addicts. And if we learn to just stay out of tomorrow and worrying about tomorrow, we'll have our peace right now, right this moment. It's just this moment. Lord, I just thank you again for each and every one of my Victory family members and every one of their family members, God. And you know what each and every one of us are in need of. God, I thank you for our marriages. Continue to just bind us up in love, to just cultivate us to love each other more and more, with you being the center of it, God. Remind us to recite our vows to one another and not just hold on to that one moment, that wedding day, but it's beyond that. It's about the marriage. So I just intercede for each of the marriages, God, and for all our children and our elderly parents and the single Victory family members, and just for every request, God, those that are hurting and depressed or lonely, God, speak to them. Give them a word. Refresh them right now, this moment, God. Lord, I thank you for being our strength. I thank you for being our joy. I thank you for just loving us unconditionally, just being extravagant with your love and being a magnificent God. God, you're just great. I thank you for all the pastors, God, for all everyone going to church today, and those that are not, God, just bless them with a word from you. Give them a praise. Every now and then, just break out in a praise jump wherever you are. Just get it in, and God will just be so happy. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Do your little dance. Do your little shout. And God is just amazed at us because he's amazing that way. So I just thank you for this moment, God. Continue to bless us. Bless Dion. Bless Tanya. Bless Sister LaTanya. Her conference is coming forth. Just bless all the ministries on this line, God. I still thank you for just life today, God. I thank you for love and a sound mind. Lord, I thank you that I was able to hold two new babies yesterday, a 4-pound baby and a 3-pound baby. But, God, you know what? They're functioning. There's nothing but weight that they have to gain. That's a blessing. Bless their mother and heal her expeditiously, God. God, I thank you that you're restoring the family. So I just thank you for restoration for all our families, God. And I give you praise, glory, and honor as I pass the call to my sister Nala. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. So, God, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify your name, God. We lift you up. God, we exalt you. God, we just shout your name on today, God. God, we are so thankful. We are so appreciative, God. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't tell you how much we appreciate and are thankful for all that you've done for us. God, you continue to keep us day in and day out, Father God, when we don't even know how to keep ourselves. You give us traveling grace and mercies every day, God, when we take it for granted. God, you continue to speak life into a dead situation, Father God. You continue to make ways out of no way. You give us food to eat, God. God, you give us water to drink, Lord God. God, you put clothes on our back, Lord God. God, you provide us safety. You provide us protection, God. You provide us a way out of no way, Lord God. And God, on today, God, we come to you, Father God, knowing that whatsoever we ask in your name, God, believing that we already receive it, God, that it shall be ours. So, God, we come before your throne on today, God, boldly, in confidence, God, knowing that your word, if we pray your word back to you, Lord God, that you are a God who answers prayers, God, that you are a God that cannot lie, that you are a God that wants to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So, God, we come to you on this morning, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, that you would have your way in and through our lives, God. Asking you, Lord God, that you would continue to save us. God, asking that you would continue to save our family members, Lord God. God, asking you, Lord God, that you would continue to restore relationships, Lord God, between mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, God, and husbands and wives, Lord God. God, just asking you, Lord God, that you would make ways out of no way, Lord God. Asking you, Lord God, that you would open doors that no man can close, Lord God. And asking you, Lord God, that you would close doors that no man can open, Lord God. God, asking, Father God, that you would not allow your seed to be begging bread, Lord God. God, we come before your throne this morning, Lord God, making petitions, Lord God, that I know, that we know, Lord God, that you have the answers to, Lord God, and that you said that you would move mountains for us, Lord God. So, God, we glorify you on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can ask, Lord God, according to our faith, God, according to our knowledge of you, Lord God. So, God, we glorify you. We thank you. We magnify you, God. And for every person that is on this call, God, you already know their needs, God. You know their wants and you know their desires, Lord God. So, God, I pray, Lord God, that your will would be done in their lives, Lord God. Not our will, God, but your will be done as it is on earth, Lord God, as it is in heaven, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that you, God, that you would just reign, rule, and abide on the inside of us on today, Lord God. God, that our thoughts would be your thoughts, Lord God, that you said that you would order the steps of the righteous man, Lord God. So, God, we pray that you would order our steps on today, Lord God. And, God, for those that walk in darkness, Lord God, God, I pray that you would be the light, God, that beacon, Father God, that sits upon a hill, Lord God, that cannot be hid. God, be the light in their dark places on today, Lord God. God, give them assurance, Father God, knowing, Father God, that they would come boldly to you, God, with bowed down heads, Father God, and with an humble spirit on today, God. God, with a repentant soul, Lord God, that you would hear them and answer them. So, God, we cast all of our cares upon you on today, Lord God. For it is you that cares for us, Lord God. God, for your word says to take your yoke, Lord God, for your yoke is light, Lord God. So, God, we do a spiritual exchange on today, Lord God. God, we give up those things that weigh us down, Lord God. God, we give up those things, Father God, that cause us to be depressed, Lord God. God, we give up those things, Father God, that cause us to go crazy, Lord God. God, we give up those things, Lord God, that take us outside of your will, Lord God. God, take the desire to smoke cigarettes, Lord God. God, take the desire to smoke weed, Lord God. God, take the desire, Lord God, for a drink, Lord God. God, take the desire of pornography, Lord God. We would be clean before you, Lord God. Because, God, your word says that you desire those that have clean hands and a pure heart, Lord God. So, God, clean us up on the inside, Lord God. God, then that would be an outward revealing of us of a clean person on the outside, Lord God. God, wash us whiter than snow, Lord God. God, we love you on today. God, and we trust you, Lord God. God, we trust you with our marriages, Lord God. God, we trust you with our finances, Lord God. God, we trust you with our children, Lord God. God, we trust you with our lives, Lord God. God, we trust you, God, because you know it. You knew us before you formed us in our mother's womb, Lord God. God, and you know the plans that you have for us, Lord God. Plans to prosper us, Lord God, and not to harm us, Lord God. God, we thank you that you know all about us, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, because you know all about us, Lord God. You know our ending, God, before our beginning, Lord God. God, we thank you that you even numbered the hairs on our head, God. That's how intimately you know us, Lord God. God, show us how to know you on that same intimate level, Lord God. God, give us the desire to search your way.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
We praise your name, God. We praise your name, God.
Oh, Jesus, thank you,
God. God, we glorify you, God. We thank you, Lord God. God, as we prepare to go forth in our day, God, God, we pray that you would give us traveling grace and mercy,
yes,
Lord God.
Dear
you
God.
Would keep us, God. God, that you would keep us from the enemy, Lord God, that you would dispatch your angels, God, to watch guard over us, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us would prosper, Lord God. God, and that every tongue that rises against us would be condemned and proven to be in the wrong, God. God, we love you on today. God, we love you on today, God. God, we love you on today, God. God, and we don't want to walk outside of your will and your word on today, God. So keep us. Keep us, God. Keep us, God.
Please, Father.
As we prepare to walk into love, life, and victory, Lord God, I pass the call back to Lisa. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen.
Lord,
thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you, Father, for every prayer, oh God, that's gone forth, Lord. We thank you for every heart that participated. God, we thank you for the folks that don't even say good morning yet. Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing through every single prayer, Lord God, through every supplication. We ask, oh God, that today you keep our hearts and our minds fixed, focused, and stayed on you, Lord God, that you would get the glory out of our lives. Lord, I thank you for every single sound that we heard on this morning, Lord God, asking that you restore and pull back into them as they poured out this morning, Lord, that we would all experience your peace on this morning. Lord, we thank you for that awesome declaration, that great greeting, Lord God, the scripture, Lord God, that we stand firm on, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to move in and through us through every single thing that transpires on this line in the name of Jesus. And as we get ready to enter into love, life, and victory, Lord God, we ask that you guard our hearts and our minds. Excuse me, Lord God, that you continue to keep us and grow us and stretch us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just bless your name, and we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen, and God, we thank you. Right before we get ready to walk into love, life, and victory conversation, there may have been someone that called that didn't get an opportunity to say good morning. Is there one?
Good morning. This is Timmy.
Hi, Timmy.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning. It's Tasha.
Good morning. It's Didi.
Hey, Tosh. Morning.
Hey, Tasha.
Good morning. This is Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Smiths.
Hey,
right,
Smiths.
Just that.
With an S. Anybody else?
Good morning, this is Tina.
Uh-oh, I heard two folks. This is who and who?
I said
Deborah Evans.
Deborah Evans and
Tina.
Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, it's Bridget.
Hey, Bridget.
Morning, Beverly.
Hey, Bev. Morning.
Hi, can I say something?
Sure.
Hi, my name is Tina, and I just want to thank you guys because I've been listening to you guys pray for about a week now, and it's actually helping me with my closer walk with the Lord. You know, I've been struggling, you know, with my walk with the Lord. I am a Christian. I do go to church, but I have prayer partners, but they're not as faithful as I would like them to be. But I've been listening to you guys for about a week now, and I do thank God for every one of your prayers and the songs that always go for us because it helps me through my day. So I just want to say thank you to all of you guys, and God bless you. Oh.
Hey. Amen. Amen, Tina. Well,
Hello.
Can't hear you.
She done muted herself or dropped off the call or hung herself up, one or the other.
No, I was just talking. Look, you hear me? I was just talking through the mute. Y'all, Holy Ghost ain't working. Y'all, Holy Ghost ain't working. You couldn't hear me?
No, ma'am. Are you speaking with me?
I was speaking with the line, Tina. Look, once you get used to me and my silliness, I was just being funny because my phone actually got muted, so I just wanted to apologize because you couldn't hear me.
But that's okay, ma'am.
I was just saying it's a blessing to have you. I pray that you keep coming, and I pray that it can sound. Don't hesitate to join in on the line and say hello. Or if you have questions, you feel free to ask. Okay, Tina?
Yes,
who invited you? Do you remember? You're
yes, her name was Bridget. We actually worked together.
Oh, awesome.
I heard her talking about. Oh, hi, Bridget. Good morning. Good morning, yes. So I do thank you guys because it's so uplifting to me, and I really need this. I just thank you guys for everything. I thank God for sending, put you guys in my life, so I just wanted to say that.
Amen.
Thank you again.
Amen. You're more than welcome, sweetie. More than welcome.
Amen.
I'd like to have you. Be blessed. Just come on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and move forward into the love, life, and victory conversation. Pastor, are you there?
I am.
Okay. I'll let you jump started. Shoot.
Again, good morning to everyone. Thank you.
Good morning.
To everyone. Sister Cindy, Sister Didi, Sister Lisa, and my Sister Nala, awesome prayers this morning. Thank y'all so much. I hope you were blessed this morning by that declaration. Oh my goodness, Dee Dee got all in my head. Was there anybody? Thank you, Tanya. That had an aha moment about the declaration. I want to jumpstart anything. Anybody? No. All right. Well, then I'll ask you some questions. My question, first of all, is how is your prayer life? Somebody want to tell me, how is your prayer life? How is your walk with the Lord? Because we've been talking a lot about prayer. We've been talking a lot about asking God for stuff. And I want to know how's that going, if anybody has received a blessing. Well, let me start it this way and say it this way. The other day, I was fiddling around in my house, and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I need a financial blessing, and I need you to bless me. And I said, Lord, I really need you to do it. I said, Lord, I've been faithful to my tithe and all of that, and Lord, I need you to bless me. And so I was looking for a pair of short pants to wear to work, a clean pair of short pants. So I go in my laundry room to get a clean pair of short pants. And I seen another pair, so where would these come from? And I went, and I have a habit of checking my pocket, so I checked the pocket, and there was $60 in the pocket. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Wasn't much, but I said thank you. And so as I'm on my way to get gas before work, there's a man sitting outside with his dog. I mean, he looked pitiful. He looked absolutely pitiful. And the Lord spoke to me and said, now, I blessed you. Now, you bless him. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do that. And I asked the man, would you like something to eat or something? He said, yes. Can I get this? Can I? Sure, get whatever you want. I wasn't going to give him the money. I was just going to bless him to get something to eat. And I said, Lord, I feel good about this. And the same day, a good friend of mine in Oakland called me and asked me to preach and bless me five times the amount of what I blessed that man with. So I'm saying, when you try God and you're sincere in your prayer, God will, he'll heed and he'll answer. I ended the declaration by saying, God, why are you so good to me? I don't deserve it. Why do you keep blessing me? Why do you keep making a way out of no way and stuff? And God clearly said to me, Jesus clearly said to me, it ain't about you. He said, number one, not only is my father going to get the glory, but the 23rd Psalm says, for my name's sake. He said, I bless you because my name is on the line. So you wonder why God is still blessing you, still doing great things for you, still opening doors for you. Really, really ain't got nothing to do with you. It really has a lot to do with who he is, and he can never fall short of his word. So my question to you today, how's your prayer life? I mean, has God answered anything for you?
Good morning. This is Ruth.
Okay, Ruth, and then that's Sarge, right? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Good morning, everyone. It's a few weeks ago, I know you guys said, what are you asking God to do for you? What are you asking God to do? And I said, my prayer was to let my adult kids go, because I hold on to them, you know, just scared that they're going to make mistakes and all that. And hopefully not the same mistakes that I've made in my past. Well, my daily prayer is for my kids to have healthy, happy relationships, you know, and to be successful in all those things, to be independent. And so in the last 30 days, two of my adult children have gotten into relationships. And my son, who will be leaving, I'm asking you guys to pray for him. He met someone, and she is in Alaska. And I was like, Alaska? And I know I had been praying for them, because I was telling them, you know, you be obedient. Don't be. You know, messing around with these different people and laying around and all that. God don't like that. He's not going to bless that. He ain't going to bless no mess. Well, anyhow, again, on this Friday, he'll be leaving, going to Alaska for a week. And he's meeting someone that they've been just talking to. But I don't know about it. I was scared at first, and I was like, Alaska? And I talked to my husband. I said, talk him out of going. He said, no. He said, he's a grown man. He said, look at my brother. He, right from Vallejo, is in Texas in the service and, you know, met a beautiful woman and got kids and everything. And then look at my other brother. He went way to, Germany. And I said, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. So anyway, he's on his way, and I just have to pray. I talked to the young woman. I said, you know, I'm asking both of you guys to pray about it. I said, if God is not in it, it ain't going to be right. And I said, first of all, I was scared for my son to go to Alaska. I said, but he is a grown man. And my other daughter is on her way to New York. Well, the young man is coming out here. He's from New York. So I do believe that, you know, and hopefully they, you know, everything will work out. But you can find love anywhere. And the bottom line, if God is in it, if you prayed about it, you know, it'll be all right. My other daughter is doing well in her relationship. She had an interview at Kaiser on Friday, so y'all pray for her. She's focused on other jobs, but Kaiser has been her main focus, because this is her second interview. So I ask you guys to please lift Tiffany up in prayer that she gets this job. She's had previous experience, so we're just going to just hope and pray that she get it. But everything is working out, and it's been a few years, but I say, God, not on my time, but on his time. And I'm also praying and, you know, asking God to bless, you know, to continue to bless my marriage and strengthen it. So thank you.
All right. Remember, Ruth, remember what I just said, Ruth. You got to claim it. You got to step on it. You got to claim it. That's what you got to tell her. It's mine.
Yes.
It's mine. And,
yes.
I mean, man, it's amazing how God blesses us, how we not even qualify for jobs, but he still gets it to us. So
yes,
kind of
I believe this one. Yes, I do believe this one she'll get. They've already asked her, does she have reliable transportation and insurance and all those things? So, and they have multiple positions, so she's not just up, you know, it's just not one position. So I just pray that her name is on one of those jobs, and I'm still praying, you know, again, for my son, for traveling grace to Alaska.
Praise God. All right, Sarge, go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. For that declaration this morning and the first question you thrown out, because my prayer life has been increasing, and it's impacting my life and my walk with Christ. You know, God has been filling he's been blessing me. You know, I have this desire, and he's been granting me that desire simply because I have been delighting myself in him. So my prayer life has grown. I'm being empowered through prayer, and it is God that is drawing me closer to him through prayer. Oh, hallelujah. And it's simply because someone connected me with this prayer line. Thank you, Lord God. Because before I got to this prayer line, my prayer life was not as strong as it is now. I was seeking him, and I was crying out to him, but it was from a place of weakness. You know, I would pray, you know, some basic prayers, but now my prayer is more intentional, and it has more direction, and it has more faith, and I'm being blessed through my prayer life today, and I'm just excited. I'm a little sleepy right now, but I'm going to press on. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to make this 8 o'clock service this morning, and I'm going to press on through the day. But definitely my prayer life, it has increased. And it's like God has drawn me closer to him through my prayer, and that's a desire that I always had. And it is him. I know that is doing it.
Amen. Amen. Sarge, good. Good. That's good. That's good. Ruth, are you still there? Ruth? Is Ruth still there? Ruth?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I just received a text, and somebody said, pray for a peach cobbler. I don't know what that meant, but I don't eat it, but... Yeah, okay, just wanted you to know that. That's all. Somebody said pray for
it. The peach cobbler is ready. They have to pick it up.
Okay, Tim, did you hear that?
I don't deliver peach cobbler. Right. Ooh, no, he didn't. Right. Praying for a peach cobbler. He's playing.
Anyone else want to share? I'd like to hear from my oh, okay, go ahead. What's that, Didi?
Yes, Didi. Good morning, okay, my hey, family. For me, thank you for that declaration. For me, I have a pretty strong prayer life, and more so for others. And sometimes it gets a little heavy. So what I've had to learn to do is to cast it all, and it's a process for me not to get anxious and fearful and just being real. When I lately, most of you know, I just went through, I won't say a health scare because I totally trust in God, but to be real, the emotions do show up, and we were talking about that yesterday. So in the waiting, if that makes any sense, my prayer gets a little stronger, I think, in waiting for stuff. Like for me, waiting for, I know some of you have been there before, it's something about waiting for that report, even though you say you want to trust God, but do we really? So that's kind of where I'm at, to totally trust that even if the report were to come back in a negative light, that I'm going to still have the same faith, and my prayer will still be as you know, Lord, I'm trusting you even with this. So I think that's where I'm at. It's like to just get even stronger in my faith, to trust God, even if the report isn't a good report. Thank God it was this time, but there's going to be others. So for me, as strong as I pray for others, I know I do, and it's not like I'm making it all about me because it's not about me, but just to know that we can't hide anything from God anyway, and he knows that stuff deep down inside. So to just be honest and how I'll say, God, I need help. I don't even know how to pray or what to say because I want it to be effective, you know. So I don't want to just have words falling on, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably saying a lot. But I just want to be stronger and sure about when, you know, when it's just stay in that faith realm and not to give up and that doubt, because it will set in. I know for me it does. I don't know how anybody else says, oh, no, I don't never have a little anxiety or worry, because life happens and there are some real things to consider. So I just say that to just continue to know that God knows what's going on even when we don't, you know. Does that make sense? And not to be stumbling, I guess what I'm trying to say, to just be totally free from anxiety and fear when it comes to those life situations that are life-changing, you know, because waiting for reports from doctors and even job, like now I 29 years of work and I'm out of a job, but I don't have no fear, you guys. I really don't. I'm not just saying it. I'm like, okay, and I really don't, because I know he got me, and something else if it's going to happen. Not if, but it is.
Amen, amen. There are some of us who are not stronger than others. That's why the Bible says the strong needs to bear the infirmities of the weak. But one thing I want to encourage you in your prayer, when you talk to God, you don't be afraid to ask him for anything, and don't be don't think that you're bugging God. He's your Father. He wants you to ask. And if you notice, I broke down the word ask because there's a lot of words in the original language that mean ask. So that's why I kind of did that, so you'll know when you ask what kind of ask to ask in. So that's very, very important. Is there anyone else? Anyone else?
Yes.
Where's my sister? Go ahead. Who's that?
This is Ravonda.
Hey, how are you?
Thank God for the declaration this morning. And I just want to just share, I had an opportunity to go to God about a particular thing. My oldest daughter has been involved in human trafficking for a little over eight years. And the Lord has really blessed me not to treat her like what she was doing. And I would really love for us to really get that, because I never for one moment accepted the fact that this is what she was always going to be or going to be doing. And so whenever she would come to my home, like I said, she could come here whenever she needed to come here, if it was just to go to bed, to take a warm bath, or to eat. And most of the time it was just that she needed her mom. And if anyone knows about me and Destiny's relationship, she's my adopted daughter. I've had her since she was 7 years old. And she has definitely been a blessing to my life. But when she decided that that's what she was going to do, I was heartbroken and was heartbroken for a long time. But one of the things that I placed before God was her life. And I would pray her life like I needed to see it, God. I needed you to rebuild what the enemy has torn down. And that off her life would that you would take off her life the curse of where she has come from, because when she came to me, she had a anklet on and a belly chain. And while I had to give her the first bath in my house, I cried because I could not believe that a child would have had so much exposure. And I didn't really think that my heart was big enough to supply the love that was needed. But just being led by God, just walking through her life while even dealing with my own issues, I still made time to love her as she needed me to love her. I had the distinct opportunity to talk to her pimp and ask her, could he leave her alone? Because I had a disturbing phone call from her one night that it rocked me. I mean, rocked me. I couldn't go to sleep. And we went back and forth, and he said, well, I'm normally, I'm more respectful than this, you know. And I said, well, I know, you know, you're just letting me know your heart, you know. I said, but can you allow her to live a better life, to start to live a better life? I said, it's been difficult for her. And we got off the phone, because it's a long story, but she called me maybe about 4 hours after I talked with him, and trust me, it took a lot of courage, but I know what it's like to take a step in fear. Just because I was afraid didn't mean that I didn't have the courage, because I'm crazy. She called me and she said, Mama, she said, what did you say to him? I said, I just asked him to leave you alone. I said, and I just believe God that he will. She said, he bought me all my stuff. He came and got this, Mom, and it was something different. Because normally for them to walk out of the life, they have to go into they have to go underground, or either they're killed out of the life, or they have to run. And I didn't want my baby to be away from me. I wanted her to still be able to come and eat and have dinner with her mom and everything. But can I tell you all, fervent prayer and knowing God, and I mean really praying your heartstrings, especially when your heart is in the right space, God hears us. I didn't have to beg God, but I cried out on many nights for her. I'm talking a long time. She's in her 20s now. We're talking about since the age of 13. But I believe God today. So it's not much that I won't ask God for. So I was encouraged by the declaration this morning. And you all just you call Destiny's name out. It's a lot to unlearn that behavior. It's a challenge, but it's doable. And I believe God to continue to heal her life. So you all just call Destiny's name out.
Amen.
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 Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. Wow.
Bless Destiny, God. Touch her right now, God. In the name of Jesus.
Wow, but let me tell you a secret, though, Rhonda. She's covered through you.
Amen.
She's covered through you. A lot of our children don't know that they're blessed because mm-hmm. of their parents. They wouldn't have the roof over their head that they have now if it wasn't mm-hmm. for their parents. so you got to be careful, you know, and make sure that you know who you're connected to, because she's connected to you. Look what God did.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That is awesome.
And I believe, and the miracles of God, you know, sometimes you guys, the miracles aren't always obvious, you know, that God does. So sometimes you have to stand back, especially when I hear the prayer line and how God is doing some things in people's lives. And sometimes I have to stop because I'll forget about what he is doing and what he has done for me. Oftentimes when, you know, we realize when people were healed, when Jesus healed people, he said, go show them, you know, go show the people, go show the priests, you know, and it was to increase other people's faith. And so I continually share what God is doing in my life because it has to increase, it's going to increase the faith of other people, because I can get a car. I know that I can get a home or something. So I don't really pray for those things, but that's me. You know, that's me, because I have other pressing needs that I need God to do. So my prayer life is different, Lavelle, and I realize that. And I realize that the things that I have gone through, God allowed it, and they were ordered by God to get me where he needs me to go and the people that I'm going to reach and have reached. So I become people have consumed me. I'm consumed by a lot of this stuff, but I thank God for the situations that I've been in, and where my prayer life is, and how he's just working bananas in my life. So, again, thank you. I'm getting ready for church.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the closer it gets to Resurrection Sunday morning, y'all, I get jittier and jittier in my stomach thinking about the blood. And that's nothing more than the blood covering your child. And how many of you have or do this now? I know when my children were at home, even my daughter, when she's home, when she sleeps, sometimes when I get up 3 o'clock in the morning on my way to work, I walk in the room and I lay my hand on my child's head and say, now, God, touch my child, bless my child as they go through the day, deal with what they deal with. Because one of my heart's desire
My heart, my great heart's desire is for my children to be kept from the world. Y'all, I don't ever want Brandon and Jayla to know what it is to smoke a cigarette. I don't ever want them to know what it means to have sex outside of marriage. But the realism, in order for that to happen, they have to be different in the midst of. You know, I can't teach them, I can't keep them from hearing It Ain't Nothing Wrong With a Little Bump and Grind or whatever these songs that they're playing today, but I can train them to let them know that they shouldn't do it before marriage. So I think that's very good. And if you haven't done that, I would encourage you to lay your hand on your child while they sleep and ask God to cover them. That's an awesome thing. I mean, you know, I don't want to keep bringing it up, but I've lost a child. So, and I know it was God's timing for him to take Christopher at 17 years old, but I mean, you know, now I take advantage of those type things. So, my son Brandon was here in Stockton the other day, and he drives down, he lives in Pittsburgh because he goes to college and stuff out there, but when he drives down Highway 12 and stuff, coming to see us and all of that, you know, I know he's 19, but, you know, it still bothers me because that road is dangerous. So, you know, I ask God to cover him and cover my children. So is there anyone else? Anyone else want to share?
Can I say something to Ravonda?
Sure.
Sister, that was so – I have chills because just – knowing the power that you, when you spoke to Destiny's pimp and the simple fact that he didn't retaliate and do any harm to her, that just spoke volume to me. That's so much power because that's how powerful prayer is, and you've been praying for her, and I remember her growing up and being in the shop because D word connects. So I'm also praying for her total healing and for you and even for that pimp's heart, because that you triggered something in him, I know. Oh wow, I'm excited about that, and I'm going to be on the wall for Destiny, for you, and for Pastor Lavelle. Me being a mother of three, they're 25, 23, well six. I count my bonus kids, but it's so different when you say that to go in to pray for them, because two of my older ones have lived. Like my son was in Oregon, and my daughter was in Sacramento, and when night falls, when they first moved, I didn't sleep because I was so worried about, you know, being in college life and being out and partying and you know, somebody could mistakenly slip in the drug. You know, so much to be concerned about as parents. But when they weren't here, I didn't worry. You know, I stopped worrying at night. I went to sleep because I couldn't control it. But my 23-year-old has transitioned back home. And I'll tell you what, when she's out, like she leaves out of here going somewhere, that worry then crept back in. I don't sleep until she's in. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to share that with you guys. And also, Pastor Lavelle, I don't want to tell you this, but ain't nobody singing Bump and Grind in 2015 no more. You might want to up your playlist so you'll know, you know, the songs to tell the kids not to listen. That's it. I just wanted to say that. But I love you, Lavelle.
You know what? I wanted to save this morning. Tim. Tim, go ahead, because that's what
I was going to say. You asked about the prayer life, and you know that God allows things to happen in our life where our prayer life has to increase. I remember not too long ago, I want to thank everybody for praying for Monica, but not too long ago, maybe a month and a half ago, my daughter called me close to midnight. She was in Long Beach. She lives in Los Angeles, but she was in Long Beach, walking around at midnight with her iPad, trying to sell her iPad. There's a pawn shop there on the avenue that's open 24 hours. And she called me because she didn't have any money to get back home. And I asked her, how did you get over there? And she went on the train and the bus to get there to go purposely sell her iPad. And I'm like, it's midnight and you can't, what are you doing there? And I had to get in my car and go get her. And all I could do was pray and cry on my way to get her because it's a dangerous area that she was in. And you, 23 years of age, a young girl, out that time of night. And I've seen people hang around the pawn shop at night, you know, when I visited her when she lived in Long Beach. And well, I would leave her house going, you know, going back to mine. and I would see people, but it just bothered me, and it made me uneasy as I was going to get her. And so I went and got her, and, you know, we went eight, and I took her home, and, you know, like that. But you have to pray sometime if you want, you know, your kids and your loved ones to be protected. That's what else could I do other than go get her? But in the meantime, I had to pray. And I had to pray for real because I was worried and concerned that no hurt, harm, or danger would come to her, and God answered that prayer. And she's doing so much better now.
Praise God. Also, the second part of that, of praying, when you pray, make sure you pray according to his will. That's why I made the statement of reading the word. Only way you're going to know what his word, his will is if you read his word. His word and his will go hand in hand. So that's why it's important. So if you're not in a Bible study or a Sunday school or whatever kind of a teaching program, I would encourage you to get in one, because it's very, very important. And I know somebody said, "Well, Pastor Jones, you're a preacher, you're a pastor, you know the word and stuff." Let me see why I stay on my toes where the word is concerned, because there are some people on this call know the word better than I do. So I know they'll call my attention to something. So when I say something, I try and make sure that I know what I'm talking about. Some people say, "Pastor, when you preach, you're kind of cocky, borderline arrogant." And I don't mean to be, but I teach my preachers that if you don't believe it, who else gonna believe it? So you got to make sure. So I'm saying when you line up with his word and his will, you can ask anything according to his will, you know. And then as Tan said the other day, timing is everything. It may not be the right time, you know. Sometimes God don't bless us when we ask, because if he give it to us, y'all, we can't handle it. You know, if God would have gave me some things that I asked for, y'all, I'd probably get lifted up in pride. I probably wouldn't even speak to none of y'all. And God knows that. So that's why he didn't give it to me. So that's just like if you got a child and got a $20 million inheritance. You don't give it to him all at once. Why? Because he can't handle it. Give it to him a little bit at a time. So in your prayers, make sure that you're praying for things according to his will. Amen? Anyone else? Because I can talk all day.
As most preachers. This is Brother Eric. How's everybody doing?
Brother Eric. Dion, mute him. Go ahead.
I just like to, I wanted to comment on that. I've been praying, and I put this in the room and on the line, you know, about getting confidence, regaining my confidence in my playing. And it's funny though. I've been taking advice that's been happening. I'm blessed to have in my office where I work at three old pianos, so there's no excuse for me not to practice. And my office is all the way at the end of my school site, so it's really rare, really rarely that anybody can hear me. So when I started to do that the other day, if there were people who were passing by, I think we didn't have any students, so for the first time they heard me. And they came in, and it's like, "Wow, we didn't know you could play, and how you've been blessed." And I don't know if the sister's on the line, but I can't remember her name, but she suggested about me playing at that rest homes. And it was funny. My sister has this young, well, not young lady, but this lady in her life that's recently been in a rest home. And we went there yesterday to sing for her. And then that opened up into an opportunity. One of the ladies said, asked if we can go there on a regular basis. And there's been times where, you know, somebody asked me, the fear automatically would take over, and I'd be like, you know, and all of a sudden these feelings would come, and like, I'm not really that good and everything, but, you know, I immediately say yes, you know, and it surprised me. So I've been seeing an improvement, and, you know, now I've been praying. I know that's because the prayers of my wife and the prayers of y'all on the line, so I just want to thank you for that. I just wanted to add to my wife was just moved to ask for everybody to pray for her to have a stronger prayer life. So I wanted to put that out there, and that's all. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Let me share this with everyone because it's a paramount of importance. What God is looking for us to do is be strong, mature Christians, strong, mature believers. Again, I know everybody's not on the same level, and God never intended for you to be like me or me like you. He made us different so he could make us united, which is totally understandable. But it's important, y'all, that when we go to church week after week, Sunday after Sunday, month after month, year after year, that we get better at being who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is so, so important because the disciples were with Jesus for 3.5 years. And, y'all, sometimes Jesus really got sick of the disciples. He just, I mean, when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were trying to exercise that demon out of the boy, and they couldn't do it. Jesus called them a faithless and perverse generation. He called the church spiritual perverts. Watch this. Because they had totally misused everything that he had taught them. And, y'all, that's why we've got to be strong. That's why we got to continue to stay in God's word. That's why we got to continue to stay on this prayer call, because we've got to get stronger. And you may be the one that's not as strong as others, but I don't want you to be discouraged about it. I want you to be encouraged because you can get strong, too, in your prayer life and all of that. And I heard you, Brother Eric, and I want to encourage your wife. She said, pray that she gets a stronger prayer life. If she gets God on a regular basis, that prayer life will develop into a strong prayer life. So, you know, it's not predicated on that we pray or whatnot for her to get a stronger prayer life. She has to put the work in action. In essence, it takes work for your faith to be realized. If you got enough faith to believe you can become a doctor, I tell you what you do. Get up every morning and go sit in the living room. Just keep getting up, going to sit in the living room. 2 weeks from now, you'll still be in the living room. 6 weeks from now, you'll still be where? In the living room. 6 months from now, you'll still be where? In the living room. But you got to get out of there and enroll in somebody's school and burn some midnight oil, because it takes work for your faith to be realized. And that's for anyone else. If you want to get stronger at doing something, put your faith in action. Put your faith in action. I guarantee you, God will show up and God will bless. Amen? All right. Amen. Anyone else? I got to.
Hello?
This is who?
Sister Cassandra.
Hey, Sister Cassandra. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just saying, Brother Eric, praise God. That was me that suggested the old folks home for your playing to build your confidence.
Thank you, Sister Cassandra.
I'm glad to hear that work for you. Don't forget about the special needs children, too. That works for them also.
Amen. That, and exactly. That's what. That's where I work at, too. It's called Programs for Exceptional Children. So, yeah, now that they've heard me playing, they're going to be tapping into that, so.
Okay, yeah, because those two groups are the least non-judgmental groups that I know of, and they love music.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on,
brother. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to thank you for that. I knew you were going to say that. But, you know, sometimes it helps when somebody hear something said from somebody other than sometimes even their spouse. So thank you for that.
Amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. All right, come on. I got about 5 more minutes. Come on, somebody. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Because we all are a work in progress. No matter how many degrees you got, I mean, you can have more degrees than a thermometer, but you're still a work in progress. So that's very, very important that we realize and we understand that all of us are work in progress. Even doctors who have been trained and been to school and stuff, y'all, they don't know everything. They don't know everything. Even they got to get a second opinion. Y'all, sometimes somebody asks me a question or something, sometimes I have to say, let me get back to you because I don't know everything. Even when it comes to prayer, I just know what I've been taught, and that's why I did more research on it. And I do know the sexual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that's very important that our behavior line up with our beliefs and our beliefs line up with our behavior. So put your faith in action. Put your faith in action when it comes to praying. Amen? Amen. Anybody else? Anyone else want to talk about that? Because
this is good morning. This is Gail.
Gail.
I was
hey,
trying
Gail.
Not to say anything. Yes, I was trying not to say anything, but I have to. As a cancer survivor and as a mother of an only child in the military, I know that if it had not been for God, I would have been gone and in my grave. So I know that I am not the best prayer or the strongest prayer, but God has truly answered my prayers because I'm still here after 14 years of several diagnoses. My son, when he was deployed, he would call me because he was an officer, and he could call me on a regular basis, and he'd call and say, Mom, we just got attacked. I mean, he would call. I know what time of day he could call because of the hours or whatever, but he called me like 3 o'clock in the morning and say, we just got attacked. It would be like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day because the people against, the people that were fighting them knew that their heart and their minds were here in the United States. So I would pray with him, and it would just break my heart. But God sustained him. He brought him back home. And on 3 occasions, my daughter-in-law was to be deployed, and God intervened, and she was never deployed. And she got out before she was deployed. So prayer is powerful. No matter how efficient you think you are or you're not, or how well you pray or how long you pray or your prayer is not good or you don't deserve for God to answer your prayers, if you step out on faith, God will be faithful to you as well. Thank you for the declaration, and I am continuing to pray and learn how to pray, and please keep me in your prayers. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all, we got time for about one, two more. One or two more. One or two more. God is blessing you. God has answered your prayer. You cried out to the Lord. Or maybe he hasn't answered your prayer, and you're wondering why he hasn't answered your prayer. I know somebody's on this line wondering because you've been in the wings waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and you wonder and you're trying to wonder why. Or let me ask you this question: How many of you have ever prayed, and it seemed like your next door neighbor got the response? What do you do? What do you do when heaven puts you on hold? What do you do when you pray to God, and it seems like God has taken an extended vacation and has left no forwarding address?
You keep on praying. That's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep on praying and trusting. That's when your faith grows.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Hi, this is Deborah Yvonne.
Ms. Deborah Yvonne, go ahead.
And there was something that I have been praying for from the Lord for a while now, and I know that he's working it out. But the Lord gave me Hebrews 11:1, and it states, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the Lord told me, he said, daughter, you have the faith, and you're hoping in me. But I have given you the evidence. And evidence means indications and signs. And God has shown me signs that he's working on it, even though I haven't seen it. And I was just shouting for joy. I said, Lord, thank you for that. Because it's in the evidence. After you pray, it's the evidence that is the indications and signs in each and every one of us. If we really look back on our prayers, God has showed us indications and signs that it's coming. You may not have seen it because faith is the substance of things hoped for. But when God shows you indications and signs, you know it's on its way. And that's what God was telling me. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right, my brothers and sisters, I believe that's it. That's all I got time for today. I hope, Sister Dion, did you have anything?
Actually, I'm going to close out for her. She is trying to get ready for church. Just wanted to say how much I enjoyed the lesson, or the declaration this morning and the comments. I want to say God bless you to Mommy and Cousin Malcolm. So glad to have you with us this morning. Kendra is bringing them on in. And for everybody that spoke this morning, just want to encourage you. You know, our prayers are not going to be like each other. Our prayers, because we are not like each other. We have some similarities. But, you know, don't you all compare yourself to Nala, who can pray heaven down, baby. You know, I used to be one of these people who would say, man, I don't pray for hours because I can't do it. Okay, that's not how I'm wired. But it's not necessarily the quantity, it is the quality of your prayers. And, you know, we're all learning together. We are all growing together in faith. And so I just want to encourage you to keep showing up. I want to encourage you to keep going. Vonda, you blessed my heart today. Just so thankful that we can be in an environment where we can be non-judgmental, because in some circles, had Vonda shared what she did about her daughter and the age at which she began to participate in human trafficking, we would have been turning up our noses. But that what she described today is an example of unconditional love, and it's the type of love that God has for us, as messed up and as nasty as we have been, and sometimes we continue to be. And Brother Eric, my God, three pianos at your school? Are you kidding? Three pianos? Oh, my God. Like, my heart just rejoices at the fact that you stepped out, and God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I see you as being an amazing musician who is able to soothe the hearts of men, women, and children by the way that you play and the way that God anoints you. I see you as an individual in high demand because of your ability to play, just like David was able to soothe the heart of Saul when he was tormented. I see you as being God using you in a very unique way. And so I'm just so proud of you for stepping out. And with that said, we're going to invite you all to hang up the phone gently, because it's time for y'all to go. You got to go to church. Some of y'all got to go to work. Some of y'all need to go to sleep because you worked last night. But it's time for us to go. We don't want you to be late for service this morning. We're going to invite you to be back at the same bat station, same bat place, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Enjoy service today. Pray for your men and women of God. And be a light to somebody today as you worship corporately. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Love you. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Yeah.